This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Time on Football Friday.
No one comes into our house and pushes us around.
1080 The Fan.
How you play today from this moment on is how you will be remembered.
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Suk.
Brought to you by the Radio.com app. Download the app, make The Fan your favorite station, and enable push notifications for the latest on the Ducks, Beavers, Blazers, and your favorite shows.
Football Friday with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
What's up? Good Football Friday to you guys.
It is a good Football Friday.
Because it's a nice day?
Yeah.
Well, it's not really a I mean...
Well, look. We're getting ready.
Look.
The Pac-12's... Well, they're practicing.
They started practice.
Yeah, they've been out, but there's actual practice, and all 12 teams are able to do it.
God, that gets my sports pants tight.
That's right. What, 3 weeks away,
practice.
Right?
We talking about practice?
We talking about practice. Boy, no one hated practice more than me.
November 7th?
Nobody.
When do they start?
November 6th or 7th.
Yeah.
I think there might be a game on the Friday.
God.
Because I think November 6th is the actual start date, but November 7th is that Saturday.
I didn't realize I was... this much into Pac-12 football.
It's the Pac-12!
Like, I'm really excited about that, and I don't really care about the rest of college football right now.
But I think once the Pac-12's back and you get the Big Ten and everybody...
Then you start comparing.
Yeah, then I think you'll be back loving this.
Or are you learning future viewing habits for next season that maybe, just maybe, it's just the Pac-12 for you?
Well, it is a regional sport, but you're right. Like, when you're talking about the playoff and all that...
Yeah.
You do... watch the other team. I mean, I don't know. I kind of find SEC football sometimes pretty boring, but I don't know.
Well, all football can be.
This is too sportsy.
Well, sorry. And by the way, there is no. They said November 6th originally, so I thought there might be a game on the Friday. They are not playing that. November 7th will be the. Everyone plays
that's
November
the first
7th.
Weekend.
That's the first weekend. Well, we knew that.
Sweet.
I don't know why they kept saying November 6th then when everyone's playing on the 7th.
Well, the reason I say it's not really a Football Friday, it is Football Friday.
Yes.
My Derm, you know my Derm?
Yeah.
Your BYU boy?
Yes.
He asked me, he said, what do you guys talk about? What's like the main thing? I'm like, football, man.
Football.
But today is a little different.
little bit different.
But well, we set your DVR, we have Joey Harrington.
That is very football heavy, although set your
that
DVR.
That is the same.
Set your DVR doesn't just mean football. We can
That's
set
right.
it for other things as well.
Well, there are other, I mean, it's a magical fall of sport.
There is a lot going on.
And so the reason I say it's not necessarily just a Football Friday is because while Mike's Yankees play in a huge game tonight.
Yes, and my sports pants are tight over this because it's been a pretty good series.
Great series. I mean, this is great. Yeah. This is all you can ask for out of baseball. Rays, Yankees, two good teams. And Garrett Cole, that's why they paid him $328 billion.
I love that Garrett Cole, this makes me like Garrett Cole more. Someone asked him in the press conference, they said, hey, after game one, did they tell you that you were going to be pitching game five if necessary? And he looked right at the camera and goes, no one had to tell me that. He knows why he's there and why he has, what was
he
it?
He then just stared dead at the camera,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, just that was all he said. He goes, no one had to tell me, and then just dead-eyed him, which is why he gets $320 billion, I believe you said. Is that an actual number that you quoted?
They gave him 7 years, $328 billion.
That's why you give him that amount of money.
Yeah.
You love when the guy's got that sort of attitude of, yeah, I got this. What the hell do you want from me?
And then I'm waiting to cash my Lakers championship ticket.
Ah, yes.
For from Oregon Lottery's scoreboard.
Yeah.
Therefore, I will have my Lakers pom-poms out tonight, even though I don't like them.
They are undefeated in the Black Mamba jerseys, which they will be wearing tonight.
4-0.
Which is, look, if they win, I know you, you know, hey, if you're not a Laker fan, whatever, and you hate LeBron, that's kind of a cool angle, though. If you're looking for something to not hate the Lakers, the fact that kind of in the Kobe Bryant's memory and obviously and being able to do that and kind of honor him, that's a cool little storyline tonight.
Yeah, it is. He designed those, right? Didn't he collaborate with Nike on those?
I don't know.
Kobe?
But I mean, but
I think he did.
The black ones, and they've got kind of got the snake trim. They are the
those are cool.
They are the Mamba jerseys. He really owned that whole Black Mamba thing, which when you give yourself a moniker, it's pretty douchey. But for Kobe, it worked.
I can't believe he's dead.
I know, it's weird. And it seems, but it's like the 17th weirdest thing that's happened this year.
That was this year?
That was this year.
Yeah. When was that? March?
Early on during this whole thing.
Was it during COVID? Yeah, I think it was because wasn't there a debate of why they were going to play?
No, I think it was before COVID.
I think it might have been before COVID.
Well, I mean, COVID had already started, but it was before there was a massive issue with it.
Yeah, because they were able to have like the funeral services and
all
that,
were going
right?
to a basketball tournament, right?
January 29th.
Oh, that was January. Okay.
January 29th.
Okay. Okay.
Hmm. Yeah.
Well, rest in peace, Cobes.
So it started out the year and then just kind of went from there, right?
Yeah, it all kind of went south with that.
It set a tone, if you will. And believe me, 2020 was like, it can't get any worse, right? Watch, hold my beer.
Well,
here we go.
Well, and we have an election coming up, too. Did you know that?
I am aware of that.
So when I saw today that it's, I think it's like 83 days until the new year.
Yes.
That's not very many.
No.
That's not a very many days. So I'm excited.
No.
But this idea.
It's quite many days.
That things are just.
There is a drop for everything.
This idea that things
he
are just.
You said it because you've said it. That's why there was a drop for that one.
Yeah. That's why I said that.
That was a reference to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was an homage.
Thank you.
To my partner.
I feel like a total idiot.
I do what I can.
What was I saying?
I'm blushing now. You were saying just because it's a new year.
Yeah. We think it's just going to be magically a better year. I don't know that it is.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, it's not just going to, we're not just going to get to January 1 and like all rejoice, although we should.
It is weird that when things that are, that have been happening that are bad, we all have this belief that they can't get any worse or that they can't keep happening. And we're here to tell you that they can. If 2020 has taught us anything, they can most certainly keep going the way they're going.
We can probably expect that all the like New Year's gatherings and stuff are not going to be.
No.
Are not going to happen.
No.
So we're not going to have Seacrest and drunk Anderson Cooper.
Seacrest out, Anderson Cooper making weird noises as he, what was that, tequila that he was trying to take a shot of?
Oh, yeah, it was tequila. It was Andy
Cohen.
Cohen was getting him drunk.
Wow. Boy, just you imagine taking a shot and that's your response to it?
Come on,
Anderson.
He's not not a big drinker.
No.
And tequila is, generally speaking, pretty gross.
Not a fan.
I'm not either. There are some really smooth, nice tequilas. Neither. But
I'm not even a big margarita guy. I just, but straight tequila? No.
Well, yeah, margaritas have tequila in them, so therefore not so great.
No, but when most people say, like, if they don't like tequila, you're talking about shots. But I just don't like tequila in general. I'm not a huge fan of it in cocktails. It's way down my power rankings. It can't even sniff the medal stand.
You don't drink tequila sunrises?
It's happened before.
You remember those crappy drinks we used to drink? Who drinks those things anymore? You know, let's get a sex on the beach and a tequila sunrise.
College kids drink that probably.
God. College. Yeah.
Yeah.
High schoolers.
Although
I mean, 21-year-olds.
I have a college kid and they drink the burbs.
Really?
They do, but they just drink the cheap stuff. It's gotta be cheap. They don't
Well,
need
he
money.
Is your stepson, Rob. So.
Well, he said they all dabble in the brown water.
Okay. That's surprising.
White Claws are big.
Oh yeah. White Claw Outlaws. The White Claws are everywhere, man.
Bud Light Seltzers are big.
Apparently those are like 8%.
What? Bud Light Seltzers?
Yeah, there was,
really?
I think they made them basically like Four Locos.
Mm. So, well, I mean, look.
And then vodka.
I'm not going to cast any sort of judgment on anyone.
R.I.P.
because
Four Loko? Where'd it go?
Well, they changed it because it was killing people.
Yeah, the original formula. It's not good.
It was killing people?
Students died.
Like heart attacks.
Why do they care about? Did it kill over 210,000 people?
This was before there was a pandemic, Rob. This was 10, 15 years ago.
We drank Zima, so I'm not going to cast any sort
Zima
of
Zima existed. I never drank it.
Yes, but I'm not casting any sort of judgment on anyone's college.
I drank the original Four Loko. It was great and bad at the same time.
Do you remember Purple Passion?
Purple Passion?
Yeah.
No.
Don't ask me what that was, but we drank it.
We had a lot of Mad Dog, the 2020, so you had grape, you had the orange Jubilee.
Mm-hmm.
That was horrific. Like, that's the stuff of nightmares, and yet...
We would drink Everclear and mix it in with a huge 2 gallon of Arizona iced tea, empty out like a quarter of it, and just pour it in there and then share it.
God.
I mean, it got the job done.
Everclear is disgusting.
It's awful.
Well, it didn't taste like anything when you mixed it with the Arizona iced
tea. And what's the, I can't even think of it anymore. You get like, it was like a gallon jug. It came in a plastic gallon jug of the vodka, and it was like the cheapest vodka. It's not like Smirnoff. It's the lesser version of Smirnoff, which is saying something.
Well, isn't that regional? Like, aren't there different ones in every area?
We buy like a gallon of it.
Because out here, it's like the, isn't it Hood River Distillery or something?
Yeah, might be. I'm trying to remember what that was, but then we would just empty out like 2 liters.
For us, it was the Crystal Palace. That's what it was called.
Yeah.
It was awful.
Awful.
That sounds awful.
Awful
things. What a bad name.
Ew.
Yeah. Well, booze has evolved.
Yes, it has. Oh, yeah, Bartles and James, the old wine coolers.
Yeah. Those were a
Franzia
thing.
Franzia boxed wine.
Yep.
Play slap the bag.
Oh.
Hey-o.
It's a real game.
You slap your own bag.
You chug out of the bag and then slap it when you're done. That was the game. It wasn't really a game. It was just drink more, you idiot.
Eh, when in doubt.
Well, why were we talking about tequila?
Oh, how did that happen? Oh, Anderson Cooper, New Year's is canceled.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So maybe we'll have New Year's. Maybe this year, maybe COVID will usher in a new New Year's tradition.
That,
no?
That gets me every time. Sorry, I was distracted by Anderson Cooper. Look, I don't know.
That was, by the way, that clip. That's Anderson Cooper, not that, but that's Anderson Cooper drinking tequila.
Yeah, on New
live
Year's.
On the air.
That felt good.
I don't know what's.
God.
Something tells me though that. By New Year's, there will be certain parts of our country, you can guess which ones, they will have New Year's celebrations. 100%.
Oh, you're saying like...
Yeah, Florida and...
Alabama.
I guarantee in Florida, if you want to go celebrate New Year's, you can go to Florida and you can do it. I don't know if it'll be out here, but it'll 100% be in Florida.
Okay, well, a little something for everyone.
And yes, that was it. Monarch vodka. Monarch. And it just came in a plastic jug. And I want to say it was like $14. It couldn't have been any cheaper. You might as well just have been drinking gasoline. But that's what you could afford.
I don't remember Monarch.
Yeah. It's not good. It's just all bad.
We drank Citron. You know the absolute Citron?
Ooh, look at you being fancy.
We were highbrow.
Fancy pantsy.
Gosh, must be nice to be one of the Kansas boys.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it wasn't us.
Not going to lie. We mixed it with lemonade sometimes. Very tasty summer beverage.
Well, look, dude, let's be honest. I was in Utah, so everything had to be undercover anyways. We had to go to a different town to buy liquor. If you wanted, like, you want to talk about having to really put some effort into it, you couldn't buy it in Provo for fear that you would get ratted out. You had to drive somewhere else. You drive a half hour away.
God, Utah's so stupid.
It's a whole thing, man.
What are they doing up there?
It is a whole thing.
All right, well, we better get to going. It's a big Football Friday and other things show.
Football Friday and other things. Are we starting with football or other things?
Well, we got to check in on Mike.
This is a big effing deal.
You're damn right.
We got to check in on our boy Mike.
Yeah, he's
big night.
Yeah, he seems a little. If he's a little off, I think there's a calm before the storm here.
I'm minimally stressed. I'm trying really hard as a fan not to get overboard about these games anymore because I really used to get really intense about them and I hated it. So you know, I mean, look, it's going to be stressful once the game starts, but I'm okay right now.
Smoke weed.
You're not okay, Mike.
I'm fine.
I'm fine. What are you talking about? I'm a little nervous.
Garrett Cole's pitching. It's okay. Don't worry.
Well, we have today on the diamond, and we have LeBroni. You know, he's going for his fourth title tonight.
Yes.
Talk about that today. Yeah. Joey Harrington will be on 5:30.
You didn't think he could become more insufferable? Wait until he wins this.
So it's
it's a pretty good little Friday.
Good little show. So let's start with college football. The Pac-12 opening up next on The Fan. Don't go
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Brought to you by the Radio.com app.
On 1080 The Fan.
Okay, things to be discussed in this order, but not necessarily in this order. LeBron can win his fourth title tonight. Today on the diamond, Gerrit Cole versus everybody's raised.
Yes.
And there was one other thing.
Although I don't mind if the Yankees win tonight, because I don't know why, but I almost
I don't either.
I feel like if the Yankees win, they're going to beat the Astros, and that makes it okay for me.
I'm watching this game strictly out of fun. I just want to see good baseball.
Yes, I don't care who wins, to be honest with you.
Although, I like watching Cole pitch. He's good.
I don't mind rooting against Mike because screw him. But yeah, if the Yankees win, I'm all right with that.
Well, the Rays, this is one of those games where we've talked about this a lot.
Go Yankees.
Where you don't have a dog in the fight. And so you just wait for one team to grab you.
Yes.
And I am open to the idea that the Yankees are that team that grabs me. But I feel like...
You're open to Mike Lynch grabbing you?
The Rays, I don't know.
He's always been open for that.
Where is he grabbing?
There's something about the Rays.
Okay.
They may grab me first. I don't know.
I'll, to be honest with you...
I want to be grabbed.
I find it hard to be grabbed by the Rays.
Do you?
It's
uninteresting.
It is. It's just so...
No names?
No. There's just nothing. What... Like there's not a lot of personality. It's just a bunch of random dudes out of the bullpen that throw hard.
Can I tell you about a Rosarena? Like, wait, this was supposed to be a tease. We can jump right into this. Well, no, we got to get to our poll question.
Yeah.
Oh, the other thing too is
we need the poll. We need it now.
Are the Bears actually good?
No.
So these things, just give me the poll. These things will be discussed.
Mike was offended by that.
That's what sports radio is for.
I was shaking more of a nuanced sort of approach, and Mike just came in with a no.
Have you watched them play?
I actually didn't see much of last night's game. No? I will be honest.
Okay. Well, I didn't watch the second half of it.
Yeah. I was watching baseball.
Well, are we going to the poll or what are we talking? What's happening?
I feel like Rob wants to talk baseball really bad.
Yeah, right? Are we leaning into baseball? No. Are we talking about the Bears? Are we taking the poll? What's happening?
Just calm down. Jesus. That was just a tease, guys. Our poll question, as always, is brought to you by AAA Heating and Cooling. Family business helping families for over 50 years. AAAIAQ.com. You can find it at 1080thefan.com. Which is powered by another .com, radio.com, three .coms.
A lot of .coms.
AAAIAQ.com on 1080thefan.com, powered by radio.com.
.com. Rob.com. MilsonRob.com.
What is your level of excitement for the return of Pac-12 football? Need it more than ever. Same as every year. Meh. Or still can't find the Pac-12 network on the TV.
I do have the Pac-12 network. It's not hard to find. Mine would be...
I don't have it.
Mine would be same as always.
I have to steal it from... I think I have your...
Yeah, you have my login.
Yeah. So I watch your Pac-12 network.
There you go. It's our Pac-12 network.
But I never watch that Pac-12 network.
No? Well, most of the good... I mean...
They don't have any games on.
Well, if normally it's not the... unless you're like watching for one of the local teams, like an Oregon State game. Look, it's the leftover games. So, but occasionally you do get,
the stupid games.
You get a Washington State, you get an Oregon State game that you need to watch, and it'll be on the Pac-12.
So they just put out the schedule.
Yes.
Why would they not? I guess I know the answer to this already. I was just thinking out loud. Mm-hmm. The answer is there's a pecking order of who selects the games.
You are correct.
But next contract negotiation, mm-hmm. they should, if the Pac-12 network still exists, which it probably won't, they should put in a thing that says, hey, one big feature game we're going to put on Pac-12 Network so that we can get some eyeballs on that damn thing.
But it's counterproductive because by putting the big games on there, all you're doing is pissing people off. They can't see it. And it's not raising the profile of the Pac-12 Network. It's not. So you're not going to, you're basically just wasting a pitch.
Well, why do they have the damn thing then?
Well, because look, I'm not going to sit here and defend the Pac-12 Network because it's warmed over garbage. It is. But it's way better than it was before because now, at least with the Pac-12 Network, you can see your local team. If you have the Pac-12 Network.
Yeah, the Ducks
Network.
And Beavs do play on there.
If you have
their lesser games.
Yes. If you have the Pac-12 Network now regionally, there is no excuse for you not being able to see the game you want to watch. So as a fan of the Pac-12, I enjoy it. There's nothing else to watch on there. I literally watch nothing other than Pac-12 football. But for some, like if you're a fan of college baseball, it's going to be on there. Or, you know, again, just, you know, if you want eyeballs on college volleyball. So it serves a purpose, but there just isn't the passion out here. And they should have known that running your own network in the region that doesn't really care that much about sports is ridiculous. And he bet on himself, and he failed miserably, which is Larry Scott I'm talking about. But I'm still glad there is the Pac-12 network, and I hope it survives. I just hope they partner with someone this time.
Well, I just feel like if there weren't a Pac-12 network and there weren't an ACC network and there weren't a, I don't know, Longhorn network or Big Ten network, those games would find a place somewhere else.
Sure.
You know?
But I don't know that we would, because out here it doesn't matter as much. Well, I think
they would be online. Like now, they would be streamed.
Sure.
You know?
I remember it was
Facebooked.
Oregon State was playing, was they playing Hawaii?
Yeah, Facebook.
Yeah, and
Facebook
and,
only.
And you had to do it. And that pissed me off. I'm like, because I don't have Facebook.
I don't either.
And I was like, you got to be freaking kidding me.
That was a hard one to find.
Yeah.
Well, it was a hard one to get when you didn't have Facebook.
Yeah. It's a pain in the ass. So I appreciate the fact that I know, because I try to watch every Oregon and Oregon State game. The Oregon games are really easy. Oregon State can be a little bit harder, but I try to watch every one of those. And I try to catch Washington and Washington State, at least good hunks of all their games. And then you smatter around the other Pac-12 and try to be informed. And I like that it's a nice, easy way to make sure that I'm watching Oregon and Oregon State, even if it's not a high profile game. And with Oregon State the last couple of years, there haven't been. So if you're a B fan, that's where you're watching your team.
You know what I dig? I dig when they did this with the NFL a couple times, mm-hmm. where they did the Yahoo. I think it was exclusively on Yahoo, but then it just pops up on the top of your Twitter feed.
Oh, okay. I can see that. So at least it's,
you don't remember that?
At least it's easy to find. No, I don't necessarily remember.
Yeah. The NFL did a game. I think it was the Bills against somebody.
You know,
Dolphins.
What?
It might've been Bills Dolphins.
That is right. Cause I, now that you mention it, I remember sitting, and this is, by the way, don't do this, as it's illegal, but I remember sitting in traffic, and having my phone open to Twitter and having it because it was a traffic jam. And I remember sitting there being like, oh my God. Oh yeah. There's NFL Twitter click. And there it went.
Yeah. That was nice. Cause then it's just right there. It's like, oh, that game's on. Oh yeah. I'll watch that.
Yeah.
I have been guilty of watching sports while I drive as well.
Yeah,
I hate to admit that.
Yeah, it's
and
not,
you,
it's
you're
not,
saying it, that you were in a traffic jam. I wasn't.
I was in a traffic jam, not moving.
Yeah, I wasn't. I was like, man, I got to watch the end of that game. And so I flipped it up on my phone and put it right there. You know, it was responsible. Kept 10-2.
Was it really responsible?
It was hands-free. And I just glanced down, you know, catch some plays here and there.
Don't do that, people. Don't do that.
Yeah, definitely don't. But I'm just admitting to you, because I'm an honest man.
Yes.
That I have done that. And I have done that recently.
And people asking, and yeah, I don't think the Pac-12 has any, the Pac-12 network is not a thing this year. The games are
what
not.
Are they?
The games are not going to be on the Pac-12 network.
Are they going to have analysis? Or like, what are they, what's on there?
I don't know, but I'm
what
trying
is
to,
happening?
I'm looking it up, but I remember when they released the schedule, I, off the top of my head, I do not think that the games are on the Pac-12 network, but to be honest with you, I don't think the Pac-12 has enough people to run games right now. They laid off the vast majority of their people.
I think what they said was the six-week schedule, no games on the Pac-12 network, but that last week where they all play,
they'll be on there.
A couple of those games will have to be on the Pac-12. Okay.
But I know, like, they don't have, like, the sideline reporters and the crews. Most of those people were laid off. And so they're
kind of... So the Pac-12 network's kind of defunct?
A little bit right now, yeah. I think it's
but
on...
But they plan on bringing it back. What is happening?
Yeah, well, let's just say it's furloughed right now.
Who's
and then
winning?
And then when things come back, they'll kind of see where they're at. But, you know, to be fair to the Pac-12, which, you know, let's try to be, season was over. Like that.
No, that's true.
I don't think people fully understand, and I'm not trying to... calling them out, but I know for a fact that there were coaching staffs that just left and went and vacationed. They just were doing,
well, yeah.
They were doing their own thing. That there was not a belief that this was going to be an option. And so I can't necessarily blame the Pac-12 network for looking at this and being like, yeah, we're hemorrhaging money right now and we're not going to have games. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, we're going to be back. I don't know if there's time to or the money to put all that stuff together. So as far as I know right now, the Pac-12 network is kind of kaput. I'm sure they'll do something this year in some sort of bastardized version. I'm guessing you, because like you still have Yogi Roth and some people there, but I don't know if you're going to have studio shows or if you're going to have highlight shows or recaps. I'm not sure how all that works, but you're not having games.
Why don't they just blow it up? Wouldn't it save them money?
Well, I think that's kind of one of the things is right now they're just
blow it up. Get rid of it.
Yeah.
You screwed it up. You don't need it. You don't make any money off of it.
But you do. You have to have it for distribution, and you have to have it because without it, you're not showing those games. And
I know, but next contract, you can't blow that up and cut a deal with someone else to show those games, and you save all the costs of running that stupid thing that nobody watches.
Well, what
that has no distribution. Well, it makes no sense.
No, what you need to do is because like there's the ACC network and the SEC network, but the Pac-12 is the only one that runs their own. Everyone else partnered with someone, so. You can have the Pac-12 network. It just needs to be run by Fox or it needs to be run by ESPN. That way you don't have all the costs associated with that. But
I mean, I seriously think it would be easier for them and they would make more monies, US.
Yeah.
If they just punted the Pac-12 network and did a streaming deal of some sort for their lesser games.
Yeah.
They with might. Some company that will just throw them up on online.
Well, and maybe, I mean, that was Larry Scott's whole thing is remember he was saying that you're going to get the Amazons and Twitters and Facebooks and, he wanted to hold on to that. And
that I agree with. I like that bet. I think that's coming, but it's not right now.
He lost.
Well, he
lost.
Well, yeah, but it's coming. That's coming.
Okay,
that's
fine. That's like you saying that you bought stock in like going to Mars, but you bought it 20 years ago. And you're like, I swear to God, it's coming.
Oh, that'd be a good stock.
It's coming.
We're supposed to go in the next 4 years. We've already talked about this. Elon Musk is going to get us up there by 24.
Well, then maybe when the Pac-12 deal actually gets redone, maybe this ends up working out. But so far, everything that they've done as far as their media deal has been a freaking disaster.
Well, basically, what I'm saying is, and I don't know if it's the big companies or smaller companies or who's willing to do it, but your next negotiation, cut that deal. Cut that online deal, and then all you have to have is the damn internet to watch a game instead of have to have the stupid Pac-12 network and some login or, you know.
And ultimately, if you want to save costs, when you partner with a media organization, you don't have to supply camera crews and sideline reporters. That stuff is built in. That kind of comes with it. So why isn't there a Pac-12 network right now? Because you can't afford to run it because all the costs are on your back.
Here's a guy who wants to run the Pac-12 network.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks he can get the ratings up. He would show nonstop car chases and Dateline episodes.
I think that's, I'm going to stop myself from saying that.
What?
Nope. I think that already exists.
Oh. Well, you could show Cops.
I don't think Cops is a thing anymore.
Well, did they pull it?
I think they pulled it. Like Live PD. I think those are... I don't think you can do that anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that because they don't like showing... Like people are mad at Cops or...
I'm pretty sure that Cops is not a thing anymore. That it was...
Well, they have a ton of episodes.
They do have a ton of episodes. But I think there was the idea out there that... or the best way to put it, that things were being, Cops were being theatrical and it wasn't
a good look for Cops.
It wasn't a good look for Cops.
Well, then we'll go with America's Funniest Home Videos. We'll keep it safe.
There you go.
They got a billion. They've been making that show for 20 years.
Man getting hit and groin with football is a winner at all times.
That'll get the ratings up.
Yes.
All right. Well, how excited are you for the return of Pac-12 football? Oregon State, all the Pac-12 schools opened camp to Dizzle.
Yes. There was some...
already some news.
Yeah, there was some nerves there that Cal wasn't going to be able to do this, and Stanford was going to have to go somewhere else, but details all got worked out, and we're good.
They're up and running, and the kids are being tested daily, from what I understand.
Well, that's a good thing.
Right? Isn't it rapid daily testing?
They're rapid daily testing.
So that's way better than, like, the SEC and all those dummies.
I think that you can say that the Pac-12 and the Big Ten... have by far the best plan in place to keep people safe and to keep this thing rolling the best you can.
Okay. Today in Major League Baseball is our next segment. What time is it? Yeah, we going to Mike here? See, my computer's off over here.
3:33.
I'm playing hurt today.
We are going to Mike.
It's a tough day for me over here.
Look at you.
You didn't even know that. I was plowing through so many obstacles.
Grinding right now.
I have no computer. I can't play drops. I don't know what time it is.
Rob, you're a hero.
Thank you.
You're a gall darn national hero.
I think that's right.
You're out there just, you know what? You're on guts and spit right now.
I am a douchebag.
Whoa, here's Mike.
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Brought to you by the Radio.com app.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right, so much follow-up here.
Yeah.
One, I was informed that my computer will be off for the rest of the day.
Oh, my God.
So pray. Pray for me.
Hold on, which way does it go? Left?
Wait. I don't know. You would know better than I.
I don't. We never did that. Left, up, up, down, left, right.
One,
how
two,
does that?
Three. I go right. Let's see.
You Mike,
go,
what do you,
go
do? What
forehead,
do you do?
Forehead, center of chest, right, left. Am I wrong?
I do forehead, chest, chest, shoulder, shoulder for the Star of David.
Milk, oh. Milk, lemon. Oh, wait, no, that was that's totally something different. Sorry. Sorry about that.
I enjoyed that. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed that very much.
We didn't get around the corner.
If I had a computer, I'd play the clap.
Well, just know that I'm praying for, you know,
hey.
I'm praying for you.
By the way, Jeff, our engineer,
yeah.
Crazy Eyes McGinley, informed me that while I must fight today without a computer,
mm-hmm.
He's going to get me my own. And so all the hosts that sit in this chair, Sprague, Dusty, myself, we will all have our own computers. Little known fun show fact.
Yeah.
Mike and I both play drops.
Yeah, you get
from time to time.
You have to fight for it.
We have to fight over the mouse.
Yeah.
Did you guys know that?
Because it's my computer just being sent to your screen.
That's right. It's Mike's controls. I just get to play the farts and stuff.
Mm.
Now I'm going to have my own fart board.
Yeah.
So basically we're going to have double drops
double
constantly.
Drops, which is great for our show because our show sucks without drops.
Yes. We desperately need it.
I mean, bad.
Yeah.
We desperately.
That being said, it's been 17 years. You think I could get one? No. Not happening.
No, they won't give you
no
one.
No one trusts me with it.
Oh, no! We suck again!
And then the second thing I wanted to tell you is a couple of texters have sent links.
Mm-hmm.
A sheriff in Washington State has confirmed it is allowing film crews for the TV show Cops to ride along with deputies months after the show was canceled.
Yeah, but it's not going to air in the United States.
Oh, it's not going to be in the U.S.?
No. So they're filming it, but it's only going to be shown internationally.
Aww.
So Cops was canceled after, you know.
I'm moving to Italy.
Things and stuff.
Some things happened.
Well,
right?
Somebody died or something?
There was some situations. There was a Sipowicz, if you will. And so it was canceled. Live PD was canceled. No more reality cop shows. So they said that that they are going to film in a couple of these places. There's some sheriff's departments that are like, we're still going to do it. But they will only be for international audiences. Not
that's
available
interesting.
In the United States.
I wonder if they're going to show like the rest of the world. They're going to try to show what American cops are like.
Well, the live PD one, something bad happened. Like,
well, that's what I said. Somebody died.
Yeah. Like it wasn't on Cops, but the live PD one, something. Yeah. Someone died. There was and it was not.
And
it
went to court.
Yeah. It was,
and they wanted the footage. And,
yeah. It was a whole thing. So it was like, nope.
All right. Well, today in Major League Baseball, Gerrit Cole starts for the Spanks mm-hmm. against the Rays. You know, Gerrit Cole has never pitched on short rest. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
In his whole career, he has never pitched on short rest. Now, he said that he has talked to guys who have,
mm-hmm.
and he said that he felt like there were some things.
Do to mitigate it.
You just take some things out of your routine and minimize minimize that. And he said he thinks he'll be fine. But I think that's a bit of a wild card. Like, I trust. Mike was asking me, he's like, what do you think tonight? I'm like, I trust Gerrit Cole.
Yeah.
More than I would trust Tyler Glasnow. But at the same time, the 3 days rest thing is a little weird. You've seen pitchers, it really affects guys differently. And
Glasnow's on 2 days rest.
Yeah. But he's done that before, I think. So Cole has never done it.
I don't know. I figure at this point, I mean, I understand that it can have an effect on you. I think sometimes, man, When a guy doesn't pitch well on short rest and then be like, well, there it's short rest. Well, that and sometimes in big moments, you don't pitch that well. You know, Clayton Kershaw can pitch on full rest and still get shelled in the postseason. It happens. I don't like that as an excuse, right? If you're going out there, whether it's on 2 days rest, 3 days rest, you're playing. And I hate that is constantly brought up.
Well, it is a thing, though.
I understand that, but you're telling me that pitching on 4 days rest versus you're talking 24 hours, that makes that much of a difference?
Well, it can, and it has. I mean, pitchers have said as much, and it's shown as much. It's definitely different, and that's why he's consulted, you know, other guys who have done it. But is it everything? No, of course not.
Because we've seen plenty of guys go out and play on short rest and pitch wonderfully. We've seen guys that pitch on no rest, and it's like, well, he's not available. Well, yeah, he is. So here we go.
Well, mad bum.
Yeah, arguably the greatest short rest performance of all time. He single handedly willed that team to a World Series.
Well, anywho's,
I don't like the you're not available, or you know, it's no all
well,
hands
he's pitching.
All hands on deck, and I just don't believe in a moment like this that anyone isn't available.
Well, yeah, available is one thing, effective is another. So we'll see. You just got to fight through it. You know, the thing about this is if whoever wins this game, they have to play again on Sunday.
Yeah.
Game one of the AL.
Oh, it's Sunday? I thought it was Monday.
I think it's Sunday. And I think that's why Blake Snell isn't going. So I don't know what Tampa's idea is behind Blake Snell, but he's been their number one starter.
Yeah.
I think the Yankees hit Snell pretty well, so they might just be trying to avoid it.
That or they're saving him. They think he's better Sunday. But still, I mean, you don't get to Sunday if you don't win this game. Maybe they'll run Snell out after Glasnow.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why tonight.
If Glasnow comes out and gets lit up in the first inning,
they might put Snell in there.
Right. That's why I'm saying all hands on deck. Right. Everything goes out the window when you talk about elimination games. And you got all off season to rest. Right. If it doesn't go your way, guess what? You got plenty of months to sit down and rest your shoulder at that point.
But the Rays do have all of their bullpen guys intact for this game.
I think everyone's okay.
So this is going to be good.
Yeah.
A good little ball game.
Aaron Boone said today only two guys are unavailable. Jordan Montgomery started yesterday and Masahiro Tanaka. Everybody else is available and ready to go.
Well, I just run Cole out there for nine. I don't care. Seriously, he's my best guy.
Wait till it falls off.
Just ride your thoroughbred.
Just keep going.
All right. I have more on Arozarena. Is that how you pronounce it? The Tampa kid.
Yeah. Are we saying that correctly?
I don't know. Cause the sound's always down when
I know, but I've heard it Arozarena on some highlights and, no one had heard of him up until now. So I think everyone's kind of feeling their way through that. But if you mispronounce it, you're racist. So I'm going to let you say it and not me.
Yeah. Arozarena. I have more on him.
Okay. It's a fascinating tale.
Is it?
I think so. I love the random postseason hero. I think it's great.
Well, yeah. He's Cuban.
Mm-hmm.
Cuban defector.
Afterthought.
Floated over here. Didn't know if he was going to live. And then he got the COVID.
Yeah.
He's been through a lot.
And now he's...
That kid.
Killing the Yankees. How old is he?
Six.
Because he doesn't look that young.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I can look that up. But we'll get to that, wrap up today in Major League Baseball, and then we move on to the Bears, my Bears.
Your Nick Chicago Foles. Bears. Don't you dare say that they're good, though. Mike Lynch will come at you.
They might be. I mean, they're 4-1.
Yeah.
Give them a little credit.
In the NFL,
defense is good.
Most fraudulent 4-1 team ever.
You are what your record says.
That is exactly right. Matt Nagy is feeling good today.
Yes, he is.
And
but Matt Nagy.
Or Nagy.
He knows.
What?
He knows.
Oh, he knows, yeah.
He knows.
Well, Nick Foles has a tie-dye hat, though. So.
Well, everyone does.
That's important.
They're not doing the breast cancer awareness. They're doing all the awareness now.
Boy, tie-dye is regrettable, is it not?
Well, there was some...
You get an awareness, and you get an awareness.
And that way, we're aware of everything. That's what it is. You got to be aware of everything.
So that's what's coming up. Okay, guys?
Yes.
This is The Fan.
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Brought to you by the Radio.com app.
On 1080 The Fan.
Fan text line 503-250-1080. Somebody texted and said, yeah, how pissed are the Pirates and their fans? They had both Tyler Glasnow and Gerrit Cole.
Look, we all know that if you're the Royals, the Pirates, anyone like that, you're just a farm system for the better teams. So just deal with it, all right? Just be happy that for a brief...
Except the Rays should be that too.
Well, they kind of are. It's not like the Rays don't have any high-priced talent. They have like the third cheapest team in baseball. Anyone that's good on the Rays will end up going somewhere else. It's just a matter of time, except for Snell signed that deal. Like, he's one of the best pitchers in baseball, and he signed for peanuts.
Yeah, right off of Cy Young, too.
Yeah, I'm not certain how that worked, but there's got to be some sort of underhand deal, or he likes the strip clubs in Tampa. I don't know what it is, but you know, Tampa won't keep any of these guys if they turn into stars.
I don't know that they have. That's a good point about the Pirates. They did have Cole and Glasnow. Mm-hmm. And I think the Pirates, I don't think at the same time, but they had Charlie Morton too. The Pirates, I mean, they've had a lot of, and Charlie Morton's been a stud in the postseason last several years.
Yeah.
Astros mainly, but.
I bet you could go through a lot of those, kind of mid-market teams and look through and be like, God, the talent they had.
But do you remember the trade, the Tyler Glasnow trade? Now, in fairness to the Pirates, he did not pitch very well for Pittsburgh. As a matter of fact, if you look at his numbers, he's only had, last year he was dynamite before he got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, he's a mid-4 ERA guy, Tyler Glasnow.
I'm looking to see when he was in Pittsburgh.
They traded him and Austin Meadows.
His numbers are, and he never won games there either.
For Chris Archer.
Archer sucked for Pittsburgh.
Oh, he's terrible.
He's awful.
I don't even know if he's still there. Is he still there?
I think so.
He's really good at commentary, but Chris Archer was good in Tampa, although a lot of people thought that he was overrated, but he had good stuff.
Well, he didn't do anything for the Bucks.
No, he didn't do a damn thing. But yeah, I was looking at Glasnow in Pittsburgh. He was 0-2, 2-7, 2-7, 1-2.
Oh, yeah, he was terrible in Pittsburgh, but he was always one of their top prospects, and his stuff was always amazing. He just walked everybody, and he figured it out. The second he got to Tampa, he figured it out.
Was it the second he got to Tampa? Wasn't it his third year?
I'm pretty sure almost immediately when they called him up, he was much better. It might have been the middle of his first year.
I mean, he's not been that great this year.
I'm looking here.
Not like he was last year.
I mean, sure, but when you watch him pitch, he's unbelievable.
Yeah, he's got filthy stuff.
His fastball is like 101 and his curveball is like 78 or something.
By the way, Chris Archer, 3-9, 5.19 ERA.
Last season. Still in Pittsburgh though?
Yeah.
Well, no one pays any attention because why?
Looks like he didn't pitch he may have opted out of the COVID thing. I don't know.
Why would anyone watch the Pirates? I mean, it's...
Well, maybe you're a fan of the Pirates.
Is there... Well, if you're in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Mm. Willie Stargell fans, you know?
I guess. Great unis, great ballpark. PNC Park, number one park that I haven't seen that I'd like to go to.
So this Randy Arozarena guy?
Yeah.
Saw an article on him. And you asked how old he is. He's 25.
Okay.
He plays for Tampa.
Which probably means he's 28.
Yeah, exactly. He is a Cuban defector.
I mean, look, let's be honest.
Many of those guys make themselves younger.
Yes, because it's more attractive. So he doesn't look young.
I would like to announce I am now 37.
just a little youthful, trying to get to another couple years on that contract.
So he is hitting in this series against the Spankies. He is 8-for-16 with 3 home runs.
Yeah.
He cannot be stopped.
No.
And in the wild card series against Toronto, he was 4-for-8. He's hitting .500, 12-for-24 in the postseason.
It's absurd.
He is a Cuban defector, so he said that I saw a USA Today article on him, and they said that his father died when he was 15, and he was devastated. And so he asked his mom, he said, I got to get out of here. I want to go to the States. And she would not let him until he was 19. At which case she did let him. She said, okay, hope you make it.
That is just,
it's crazy.
Anytime you hear these stories, and I know there's a ton of them, but like the Puig story, it just.
Well, Puig got kidnapped.
Yeah.
Right?
Puig got kidnapped and then used drugs.
Taken to Mexico.
Yeah. And then he had drug runners that it was a whole thing that got him over here. It's just anytime you hear those stories about what it took for these Cuban players to come here, you're like, oh my Lord.
I think Puig's story was one of the boats that he was on got turned around and sent back.
Yeah.
And then another one, they got abducted.
Yeah, but then.
So he tried multiple times.
He tried multiple times, but I think it ended up being like some sort of drug smuggler that ended up actually being successful that got him over here.
Yeah, I remember seeing the path of the boat he took when he finally got over here and how it curled all around Mexico.
Mexico. And he, I think, I want to say he still pays those guys. They took a part of his to let him play. They held him ransom.
Yeah.
And they get a part of his contract.
Yes.
Not through whoever he's playing for now, but just through him. He pays him.
Yeah.
So I think that's right. I don't know. That is an amazing story.
Yes. This one, not as much, but
well, still. He made it.
Yes.
You may know that he made it because he's playing.
You are correct.
He did not die out there in the Gulf. No. But he said, here was his quote.
Yeah, I would agree.
He said, when you're in the ocean, the only thing you're thinking about and hoping for is that you get there safely. There's been people that are out in the ocean for days, months, and there are others that don't make it because they die. But when you're in one of those fake boats in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico, the only thing you can do is hope that you survive. I took the chance, and thankfully, I got here without any problems. So then he signs with the Cardinals. He played in Mexico. Mm-hmm. In 2015.
And I guess this whole thing is that he wears cowboy boots because he's like, he's super superstitious about the whole thing. So he just cruises around in cowboy boots.
So he signed with the Cardinals for a $1.25 million in 2016. He was doing well in the minors, and he was the one who got in trouble because the Cardinals manager, Mike Shild, I guess he cussed out his players after a game, playoff game, and Rosarena was the guy filmed it.
Mm-hmm.
So that pissed them off. And so they traded him. So now he's with the Rays. They were looking for outfield depth. They traded him and Jose Martinez for a top pitching prospect and then a catching prospect. And here he is in the postseason. But then the first 5 weeks, the reason why he wasn't up with the Rays is because he had COVID.
Yeah.
He got the COVID.
And now here he is and he can't be stopped.
And he said he spent time in quarantine learning how to cook and eating nothing but chicken and rice and doing 300 push-ups a day, and he gained 15 pounds of muscle.
Yeah, he says, like, so the Spartan workout or whatever. He looked up, like, a YouTube, like, one of those, like, how to do the 300 workout, and that's all he's doing. Now, the question is he actually good, or is this a two-week sort of fluke thing?
Well, he hit pretty well in the regular season. He only got, what'd they say, 64 at-bats?
Yeah, it wasn't a bunch.
But he hit 280, at seven home runs. So I don't know. I mean, he's batting third for him.
Yeah.
Well, for the first time yesterday, he didn't look good.
Yeah,
struck out a couple of times, and
they adjust to him a little
swung at some bad pitches. So maybe they figured something out.
Well, there is something to the fact that when, you know, this is like we talk about quarterbacks sometimes. Once you get some film on someone and you realize, hey, the guy can't hit the slider or the curveball, or this is where he likes it, and then it's up to that guy to make adjustments.
Okay, my Bears are 4-1, looking good. Headed to the Super Bowl.
Your Bears. Hey, Bear.
Our Bears.
Our Bears.
Led by Nick Foles.
Yep. Who owns Tom Brady.
He does own Tom
owns
Brady.
Owns him.
I love that.
He's only one of four guys to have two wins against Tom Brady with no losses.
Yeah. We'll tell you who those four are next. Yeah. 4 o'clock on The Fan.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.